Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well out there. I miss you guys. You know I love to talk. You know I love to make moves. Guys, I'm working on a whole lot of business things. I just wanted to come to you guys and let you guys know that me and the Chickaboos are still pushing for greatness. We in New York City. Our weather has been in and out. It's just been crazy. From rain to a little wind to a little sunshine, but we are still enjoying life. We are still being graceful, appreciative. We're just thankful, 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 guys. We're just so thankful. And I want to take the time out to let each and every one of you know that the Black Diamond is always thinking of you guys, always wishing everyone well, always saying a prayer for all of you out there who's still going through the pandemic, the struggles, you know, the loss of loved ones. Oh, and how have the violence picked up in America? You know, so at the end of the day, we all going through a little something. And we got to keep a smile on our face. We got to keep some grace and, you know, mercy in our heart. You know, we struggle with forgiveness and forgetfulness. But, you know, at the end of the day, God will keep you, you know, on the path that you need to be on. Just pray for better days, you know. That's all we have to do is pray our way through. You know, everybody got a situation that they're going through. I feel like when you're going through, you're just going through. You know what I'm saying? No situation is too big or too small. Some people's going through a little bit more than others. But, hey, going through is going through. It all takes down your emotions, you know, to a level where you don't want to be, you know, where you need to be elevated in life as far as like what you need to be doing during the week, you know, writing your to-do list or, you know, fixing your hair or, you know, going to a new environment, you know, just seeing new things, meeting new people. You have to keep pushing whatever to keep your spirit going. And to all my coffee lovers out there, let me take a sip of this coffee. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Put some Black Diamond in that cup. Yes, 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 guys. I just want to give y'all an update on your girls. It's been a while since we talked. We are in season 4 with the Black Diamond experience. And guys, I have so much to bring to the table this summer coming. I've been really grinding. I've been working. And by all means necessary, you know I got to make it happen for my kids. So at the end of the day, that's who I'm living and pushing for, you know, for greatness, you know, because it's life after death. And like I tell you guys all the time, you know what I'm saying? You have to stay on top of your health. You know what I'm saying? Your health is everything. And guys, you already know from all of my other episodes, I'm always stressing the fact that ginger, you know, I love ginger. Ginger is a natural, it's like a natural medicine from the earth. You know what I'm saying? The ginger root. And like I told you guys, you just put a pot of water on the stove, put your ginger root in there, boil it as much as you can. You have to keep adding water until it get a little dark. When that water start getting real dark, you know that ginger root is, you know, it's softening up. So once it get a little dark, you can pour it in your cup. I add a little green lime to mine with honey. You know, whatever you prefer is fine. But, you know, as much as that natural stuff you can get in your body, ginger is good for inflammation, swelling. I also make a little paste out of it, guys. I put it in a container and I put the Vaseline in it. Mix it up real good. And I rub it on, you know, like say my ankles or my knees or something. Or, you know, something maybe a little sore, aching. Because I do a lot of walking in New York. I do a lot of exercising with the girls in the house. We dance. We yoga. We do it all. So, you know, hey, I'm getting older. Get a little pain here and there. But I'm telling you, I rub that ginger on me. I'm good. You hear me? I'm good. Yes, yes, yes. But, guys, I just want to tell y'all to keep the hope. Stay prayed up. You know what I'm saying? We're praying for better days. You know what I'm saying? Find you an activity, a book, a song, a poem, something to pick your spirit up. Hey, go back and listen to some of my episodes, you know? It doesn't take nothing but a little ear. You know what I'm saying? And to all my listener supports out there, I really love you guys. A big shout out to Anchor for all the platforms that have provided for me. Since we have become a family in the podcast world, I'm loving the podcast world, guys. And like I told y'all, at the end of the day, any platform that can help you be a voice to the world, you know, I'm all for it. So at the end of the day, no matter what you got going on, what your, you know, degree is, what your job is, what your position is, we gotta always inspire the people around us to keep your spirit up and to keep pushing forward. Because at the end of the day, you are in charge of you. You understand? The things you do, the way you move, the people you deal with. You gotta protect your energy and your heart at all costs. You know, and me personally, I really love the podcasting world, the social media platforms that they have out here with being a voice, being a vision, being an image, whatever it is that you got to do to keep the people happy and going, you know, away from all the pain, the violence, the confusion, the dysfunctional families that's out here that's really not pulling in where they need to pull in at. We got to have that motivation out here so that each one of us can be better. We got to break this generational curse. And I tell people all the time, you know, you got some that want to follow the great and you got some that want to lead the followers to be great. You understand? And off top, I'm already going to tell you guys, Black Diamond, a leader. Yes. Black Diamond is a leader. And I'm always, you know, just pushing every day, trying to make sure the girls are smiling. We still in our remote learning. Brooklyn's on break right now. Brooklyn, tell the people good morning.
Good morning.
How is remote learning going? We got a couple more months of school.
Well, it was going good.
Everything's going good?
Yes.
Okay. You ready to get back to the classroom?
Yes, I am, because I just want to see some people and I just want to be a better learner and get smarter, as you guys should too, and get smarter and read a lot. It makes your brain smarter.
Yes. That's my Brooklyn, y'all. Then we have little London, guys. While we've been away from y'all, London turned 4 years old, and she's been celebrating. We went to check out the American Dream Mall out in Rutherford, New Jersey. I think I said that right. It's the American Dream Mall. They have the Nickelodeon Universal theme park in the inside, and they have the water park on the other side, and a couple shopping centers and a few little restaurants. It was real nice out there. We took the New Jersey Transit out there. It wasn't that much. Took a little Lyft. Lyft has a account with the American Dream Mall, so Lyft is who was taking us back and forth. We had a good time. We had a really good time. She had a dinner reservations at Benihana's. She got to see the Japanese lifestyle and taste the food, and they sung happy birthday in Japanese. She had a good little time. Let me tell the people good morning.
Good morning.
How was everything going?
Good.
Are you ready for pre-K?
Yes.
How old are you now?
Four.
Oh, wow. Say have a good day.
Have a good day.
Yes, this is Mama Little Superstar right here.
Yes.
And do your learning? Okay. She said, do your learning, guys. As you should, we have to learn each and every day, guys, new things. And, oh, my God, they're picking up around here. I got them some more books. You know, they got their slime. They got all their little girly things to keep them going. We do a lot of art projects. We're YouTubing, TikToking. We're doing whatever to keep our spirit going in the pandemic. Like I said, to all the loved ones out there and the listeners out there that lost loved ones through the pandemic and the COVID-19 virus, you know, they're still going through. Some people is not able to push forward like others. You know, some people ain't able to get up and smile and want to eat or do their hair or stuff like that. So they got to have something to motivate them, make them smile, make them laugh. You know what I'm saying? Get them that extra push or jump or energy that they may need. You know, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? Anything to build somebody's spirit up. Build their day up, make them smile, or even just be a listener. You know what I'm saying? And nobody wants to talk to a brick wall. You know what I'm saying? So not for nothing, any of my listener support teams out there that connected to the Black Diamond Experience, you know, you can always you know, send me a message. Anchor has it set up to like the end of our episodes. You can send in, you know, a little support as far as like a message. If you want to leave me a recording, if it's positive, I add it into the episode. You know, I want to hear positive feedback. I want to hear what you have to say to the people, and I'll help you. You know what I'm saying? I'll help you be a voice. You know what I'm saying? I've always been the outspoken one in the group, the outgoing one, the wild and fun one, you know, whatever they want to call me. I'm all of that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, I'm against poverty. I'm against violence. I'm against the racial issues and police brutality and, you know, this dishonorment to the people, period. I'm just against all of that. But at the end of the day, all I can do is be a voice and, you know, speak peace into the lifestyle that we're living out here in America and in a nation, because at the end of the day, there's only so much we can do. But let me tell you something. A voice is powerful. A voice is very powerful. So, you know me, I'm going to talk. And I said, you know, for so many years, I've been talking to people and, you know, I'm just talking. And they may not be the ones that I need to talk to. So that's why I turned to the podcast, because this person may not want to listen to me, but this person right here really want to hear what I got to say. So, you know, that's what I'm pushing forward. I'm pushing forward to connect with greats, other greats, you know, that's pushing forward and trying to do better and not trying to let, you know, tragedy and everything around us overcome us. You know, in this world, this nation, we lost a lot of citizens, you know. Rest in peace to all of those. The numbers are so high, you know, over a half a million, you know, people that died from this deadly virus. And all we can do is just try to hold on to hope as much as we can, because we all in this together, you know, and to keep fighting. And guys, all I can tell you is to keep protecting yourself. You know, drink your water, eat your vegetables, take your vitamins, whatever you need. Wear your mask, still do your social distance. Let's keep fighting this thing, you know. For all of those that are still here, still pushing, they got a lot of discrepancies with the vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson. You got, I don't know exactly how you pronounce it, Pfizer, something like that, and Moderna, something like that. But me personally, I'm still reading up on them. Me and my kids won't be taking any vaccines right now. We're doing everything naturally. But, you know, we still practice our routine that we've been practicing since the pandemic. And we're good over here. The girls just had their health physicals done. I had my health physicals done. We're healthy. We're still pushing. We're still praying. We're still living. And I want to tell all my New Yorkers out there, I love you. Keep pushing. We've been heavy on the crime up here in New York as well. A lot of hit and runs, a lot of gun violence, Asians being attacked. You know, it's just all kind of things going on. And I'm praying for the people out here, the mindset, the mental emotions that people are going through, their angers that they're dealing with. You know, God just healed the land. You know, that's all I'm asking, heal the land, because, you know, mental health is really, really needed in all areas of, you know, living, you know, and that's just what it is. So without us pulling together to bring more mental health awareness to these streets, to these communities, you know, these things are going to repeat itself in every generation, for the simple fact, it don't matter who you are, what your profession is, what your stance in life is. It doesn't matter about none of that. Because at the end of the day, guess what? If you got an anger issue, you got an anger issue, period. You know what I'm saying? That's something you got to pray to God about, so you won't take your anger out when you at your job, or you in a meeting, or, you know what I'm saying, you talking to someone else about their own problems, or somebody going through a situation and you trying to help them handle it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of things get out of hand when it comes to character. You know what I'm saying? We got to fix our characters. You know what I'm saying? It's who we are, you know? And not for nothing, guys, I ain't come to have a big lecture today. I just want to give you guys an update, let y'all know the Black Diamond is still pushing, still doing her thing, still giving God praise. Because at the end of the day, you know, prayer changes things. I thank God for a life that he promised me. Yes, God has promised me this life. So as much that he has promised me in this life, I'm going to live it to the fullest. And I want you guys to do the same. And until next time, guys, the Black Diamond loves you. Hold your head up. Keep pushing. Stay strong. Lead. Until next time.